This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Justin Moore at 98Q Country, country hits of today and the classics of yesterday, all mixed together very, very subtly for you, and all kinds of good local information for you, too. This Saturday, we've got just that same Seb thing. The annual Butternut Schnurr Lake Association Fishery is coming up on Saturday, and Scott Stanger is nice enough to join us after we danced and moved this around several different times. Scott, I appreciate your patience. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite. Happy to be on this morning.
Yeah, we've got a good day scheduled for Saturday. We should have some good ice out there with the cold weather leading up to that. So this has really grown to be one of the premier ice fishing tournaments derbies here in the Northwoods, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And it's a real reflection of the community. And it's, you know, we've put this together every year. And each year it's just amazing, the outpouring of support we get from all local businesses, volunteers, and it really is another great reason of why living up here in the Northwoods is such a beautiful area and really great people. So we're looking forward to it. I will mention one thing, Joel. We do have good ice on most of the lake. However, we had a couple of incidents at the Narrows on Butternut Lake. On Monday night, a pickup truck went in, and there was a major ice heave. So we're going to make sure to keep people away from the Narrows. It's not safe ice. It's marked. We're going to make sure to make it marked for the fishery. Our main goal is that everyone is safe. So if you're out on Butternut Lake, stay away from the Narrows. It is not safe right now.
All right. And obviously we had enough cold weather. Could use a little snow to insulate that a little bit. But there's been some pretty good ice fishing going on from what I hear around the Northwoods, though, Scott.
Yeah, no, we've had great early success. The crappie bite, especially on Butternut Lake, has been spectacular. Walleye have been active. Again, we get to that period of the year now where it slows down a little, but we've had great action, really good ice on the lake. So hopefully we're going to have a little crisp weather on Saturday, yeah. But that won't stop the fun that we're going to have. We've got fireworks scheduled at 5:30, sponsored by Bobbers and Jay's Automotive. I think it's going to be a great day. It always is. And then after, we do our banquet with presentations and awards. So hopefully everybody can warm up there. But we're excited about another fishery.
Yeah, let's talk to those first who like to ice fishing men, women. Talk about Saturday, where they go to sign up on Saturday morning, and how they get to be part in some of the rules and regs here of the fishery.
Yeah, everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobbers, St. Croix, Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning at Bobbers or St. Croix or the Feed Mill, that would be good, but you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. So all women that are participating will be automatically be enrolled in that drawing. All catches need to be registered at Bobbers, And following our Facebook page, you can we update that every time a catch comes in, so you can see what the leaderboard is and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. And one other thing that we're doing this year that we're really pleased with is the kids division, 12 and under, fish free, no registration needed. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family friendly event, and we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish, and yeah. We've got prizes and trophies for them.
Yeah, those darn kids, they always seem to get the big ones, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Kids.
We can learn a thing or two from them, not just with fishing.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk to those who maybe don't want to ice fish, but want to maybe come out and support this and be a part of it. Where and how can they be a part of it without having to actually ice fish?
Yeah, it's a great point, Joel. And we have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobber's, we're going to have activities to keep people busy, raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. So there's something to do really about from noon on. And we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard. And then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks. And we've got just some terrific prizes from St. Croix, an outdoor tent, an underwater camera, ice fishing rods. From Park Falls, True Value, a great outdoor ice fishing package, a trail cam from Fifield Seed and Feed. And all kinds of gift certificates from area businesses. So we will guarantee you one time you'll have a good time at the fishery. And the odds that you win a prize are pretty good because we've got more prizes than ever this year.
Yeah. How many people typically ice fish in the tournament each year? You remember from past years?
Yeah. Last year we had about 240.
Nice.
And
nice.
So we are expecting more this year. The weather may damper that a little bit, given the forecast is going to be a little chilly. But it's, you know, in that 250 range. And so we always register some really good fish. We strongly encourage catch and release. We have a cooler at Bobber's. We'll put the fish in, and then we have holes right out in front of the place that we can release. If you do catch and release, you can win prizes for doing that as well. Right. So it's a pretty big event. And, you know, we started looking around. There aren't many fisheries as big as this one. And so we have kind of taken the moniker ourselves of the premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods, and hopefully it grows again this year.
I'm not a big ice fisher person, but I'm thinking that if I do come out, I'm gonna make a hole in front of Bobber's on the lake there, and then encourage all the people to release their fish right into that hole, and then maybe I'd have a chance of catching one. So that sounds like a good way.
What's even better is put the hole there with a tip up, and then go sit in the bar and watch. That's the best way to do it.
Now, as we know, it's a beautiful lake there, and it gets fished pretty heavy, and all the funds from this are going to go to make sure that we're restocking and keeping that lake healthy, and that's where the money from this goes, right?
Yeah, our raffle and our other drawings help raise our funds to support our stocking program, and we stock every fall. We stock butternut and schnurr. We also spend some of those resources on water quality, water testing, and fighting invasive species in both lakes. So this is about giving back to the lake, and that's where these funds go. They go to continue to make this a great resource, make sure the water's clean and healthy, and that we are doing everything we can to combat aquatic species in both lakes. So yeah. It's a great event, and we've had tremendous results with our stocking effort, and those on Butternut Lake will probably be the benefactor of that by catching some really nice crappie this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how heavily you are involved in that process, but that kind of has become a norm if you're going to have a healthy lake that continues to thrive and all the things that benefit from being around it. You have to be proactive, and people like you and others, I'm sure, are very active in the summertime, making sure it stays healthy, right?
Exactly right. We listen to what our members say is important to them. And all of our members have said the health of this lake is our number one priority. The fishing is important, but making sure we have a good, clean, quality resource. And so we do water testing twice a year. We work with the DNR. We monitor aquatic invasive plants and species, so we have an idea of what's here. I'm happy to report we've got a very strong report over the last couple of years. There aren't any problems with aquatics, and we've got good, clean water. So it's a very healthy lake. And part of the reason that we have a lake association is to ensure that we keep it clean for future generations.
Yeah. I've always envied those like you who can run a tournament like this, because there's a lot of challenge with running the tournament. You cover such a wide space area, and then making sure the fish was caught when it was supposed to be in the time frame. So the people measuring and checking the fish are pretty knowledgeable in that area, I would guess, right?
Yeah, no, we've got Skip Sommerfeld, who's been a longtime member, and he's a former DNR fish biologist. He kind of leads our effort with that,
and a pretty good fisherman too, right?
Well, that's
just
debatable.
Just ask him, right?
That's debatable. No, Skip and I are partners on Walleye League, and he's a great resource, and he knows the lake better than anybody. And but yeah, there's a lot of challenges, and our main priority is we want everyone to be safe and make sure you follow the rules. We just got some, over the last couple of years, we've been lucky. This weekend is a free fishing weekend that the state DNR runs. So you don't need a state fishing license on Saturday and Sunday to fish on the lake, but you do need a fishing ticket to participate in the fishery. So yeah, there's a lot of challenges. I'm happy to report with the work of the community and with our board and others, we've made this a fun event for the family, and we've successfully been able to raise money so we can continue to do the programs that we're doing.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it's going to be about 10 above or so for the high, but I think that's better than 45 and slushy, right?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you one thing, if there's one thing that folks up here can handle is a little cool, and it's, you know, 10 degrees is going to seem warm by Monday afternoon, so... yeah. We've had cold days, you know, middle of January. That's what you can expect. The challenge is to make sure you can stay warm, but that's what we have the banquet for after, so everybody can warm up and we can watch the fireworks and have a good time.
Exactly. All right, Bobbers on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobbers, have a bite to eat, support them, grab a raffle ticket, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way. All right, anything we missed there, Scott, that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, the only thing, Joel, and really appreciate the time this morning, raffle tickets are $3 for $5. So you can get those at Bobbers, at Butternut Feed Mill, and at St. Croix, or all day. You don't need to be present to win. We'll be selling on the ice. We'll be selling at Bobbers. We'll be selling up until the raffle at 6 o'clock. So if you aren't able to do that, get on our Facebook page, Butternut Schnur Lake Association, and you can message us, and we'll make sure to get you the tickets.
All right, and a lot of people, individuals, and businesses come together to make it all happen. So, Scott, we thank you so much for the time. Stay warm out there, and I hope it's a good day for you Saturday.
Thank you again, Joel. Really appreciate the time.
You betcha. Scott Sanger, he is with the Butternut Schnur Lake Association in their big annual fishery, which is happening on Saturday. Bobbers on the Lake is kind of the landing point to begin and end at, and lots of fun. If you like to ice fish, you got it. And if you don't like to ice fish, go on out there, get your raffle ticket ahead of time if you're not going to be in town Saturday, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association. Good stuff going on out there. Let's get you updated. We do it twice an hour, a little bit late, but let's get to our news and sports here at 9:14.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A last-minute snag delaying the Israeli government's approval of the Gaza ceasefire deal that was announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. But the White House National Security Communications Advisor, John Kirby, says...
We're confident that we're going to be able to start implementing it on Sunday. There are some implementing details that still need to be ironed out. We're working with the Israelis on that very, very hard right now. But we're confident that we're going to get there.
The deal calls for the release of 33 Israeli Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. They killed scores of Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. In South Korea, a court has upheld the detention of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, the court rejecting a challenge put forward by his lawyers. American Cancer Society's annual report shows higher rates of cancer among women between the ages of 50 and 64. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Minocqua Public Library, it's Tot Time. This will be taking place in the library's program room and will feature activity stations, which will include dramatic play, large motor, free art, sensory, and a baby zone. Each zone will have a corresponding read, write, sing, play, or talk prompt as well. They invite you to come play with them. Once again, this is happening Monday, January 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. over at the Minocqua Public Library on 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Wisconsin's iconic restaurant, Culver's, has announced just how much they raised for their fundraising. Brittany Merlot has more.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for the Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6th sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Triple header of high school sports on the air for you tonight. We're going to bring you Rib Lake at Shawamigan. Girls basketball at the Park Falls campus, 6:30 tonight on 103.1 Trail Mix, our sister station. And then we got a doubleheader right here. Phillips traveling to Prentice. Boys, 5:30. Girls, 7:15. Should be a couple good games. We'll have both of them for you coming up tonight right here on 98Q. You can listen on your phone also on the Civic Media app. Let's get more Packer news now. Our daily Titletown reports.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers made considerable improvement in their first year under defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. I'm Bill Scott, head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was an incredible amount of growth, to be honest with you, in terms of maybe a vision of what we wanted to do and where we went to were kind of two different things. But I think that's good coaching, right? Is you make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job.
The Packers finished the 2024 regular season with the fifth overall defense in the league. They were sixth in fewest points, seventh in average rushing yards, and 13th in average passing yards allowed. One area that needs improving, quarterback sacks. They finished tied for eighth in sacks with 45. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Earlier this week, defensive back Keyshawn Nixon says he wanted off of his duties as the kick returner since he had taken over as a full-time outside corner. Matt LaFleur's reaction to Nixon this week was priceless.
It was interesting. We have a really good relationship, and we have a meeting today to talk about this. So I love Key. I do. I love how he competes. I love how he prepares. Not sure why he said what he said.
One more title town for the season to go. That comes your way tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy and kind of windy this morning. We'll see more sunshine and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight, 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then hang on because it's going to get really cold by later this weekend into the first half of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. My corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now, this is what I've been talking about. This is it. Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. This is it.
Our guy Scotty McCreery there.
Yeah, this is it.
Guest on the morning show a few years back. That's why he's one of our guys at 98Q. Well, yesterday we said, well, kind of a goodbye, but we may see her somewhere down the line. Brianna at the front desk, many of you have gotten to know very well by coming in and picking up all your prizes. She is moving. She's moving, and yesterday was her last day, so we will miss having Brianna here. She was so good at her job, so we will miss having Brianna at the front desk there, but I think we've got a great replacement. You'll meet Rachel at the front desk here when you come in to pick up or call, so we're excited to have a great replacement here, but it's always tough when you have someone, especially who does their job so well, it makes you look like me. She made me look good because she knew what she was doing, and she would cover for all the things I would forget and all that stuff. So now we'll see how it goes moving forward here. We are going to, by the way, coming soon, still this winter, our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. We've been doing that for a couple of years. We've been kind of waiting for some snow to be able to do this because it's not appropriate to do a— we did it last year, though, didn't we, without any snow? But there's a little bit out there. But we're going to have fabulous, glamorous prizes. Get ready to text. Get ready to throw some snowballs in our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. We'll begin soon here on 98. Not like in 10 minutes, but days-wise, soon, coming on 98Q Country.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and kind of windy this morning. We'll see more sunshine and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight, 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then hang on because it's going to get really cold by later this weekend into the first half of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
At you stopping me in my boots, what's a country boy to do but say smile, my chest up, you're downright dangerous, that shaking you giddy up, got my eyes going what sipping on this 7-7, never been this close to heaven, got a 30 turned up to 11, dropping on dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor, she's a little hard stopper. I'm talking breaker, breaker, one nighter, she's a flatliner. Oh, she's a flatliner. Tell them about it. Dang girl, I'm done, I ain't never seen no one popping it like a cold one, drop it down like uh-huh. Oh my, see the light, I don't mean the neon kind. One kiss from you tonight and send me on to the other side. Sipping on this 7-7, never been this close to heaven. Got a 30 turned up to 11, dropping on dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor, she's a little heart stopper. I'm talking breaker, breaker, one-nighter, she's a flatliner. At you stopping me in my boots, what's a country boy to do?
What would Dirk do?
Grab a guitar and go sing her a song.
And go play one of my songs?
No, don't play one of yours, play one of mine, man.
Yeah! Sipping on this 7-7, never been this close to heaven. Got a pretty turned up to 11, dropping them dead on the dance floor. Somebody better call a doctor, she's a little heart stopper. I'm talking breaker, breaker, one.
Oh.
She's a flatliner.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna hurt somebody, dude. She's worth the whiskey, bro. Go get her on.
Yeah, she's a flatliner.
Cole Swindell at 98Q Country. Thursday edition here, but it's pretty nice outside. I mean, temperatures are 27, 28. Wind's blowing a little bit, but it's kind of a mild wind, if that's there's such a thing in winter. Let's head on out to Lena's Northern Pines and chat with Lena about what's happening there today and this weekend. Lena, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, same deal.
Yeah, we're gearing up for a big weekend here, Lena. Tell us some of the things we got going on out there at Lena's.
Well, I just want to know, is Greg still hungry as the bear?
Well, that's pretty much a given, Lena.
Well, today, Thursday's our German night. Our famous pork schnitzel's available tonight, along with our regular menu items. Friday night's our seafood buffet. Saturday is our smoked pork buffet and prime rib choices. But, Greg, you need to try our brand new homemade apple fritters and corn fritters that go with our fried chicken on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, apple fritters and corn fritters.
Something new at the Pine.
Wow.
All right. Just doing a little chicken dinner on Sunday. Apple fritter, corn fritters, you said, too?
Yep, comes with the meal, the coleslaw, and you can have soup and salad bar if you're dining in, or you can get the meal to go on Sunday.
All right. Boy, that sounds good.
All right, very good. And you'll also, if people are in the Northwoods here, you'll deliver for them on Fridays and Saturdays, right?
Absolutely. 10-mile radius from the Northern Pines. We'll deliver to Butternut, Kirk Falls, and Byfield from 4 to 8 p.m. And we were just limiting it to pizzas and burgers, but now we'll deliver anything on the menu on Friday and Saturday night.
All right. You want a fish fry to go? Bring it to your door.
Look at that, huh?
Very good.
Absolutely. Especially with the cold weather. And for those that can't get out or are afraid to get out in the cold weather, we'd be happy to deliver to you on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay. All right. Great dining destination. Your dinner destination there is at Lena's, right on beautiful Butternut Lake. And if people are looking to have a little excursion out there, you got a little places for them to stay out there too, right?
Our cabins are open year-round. If you have family coming up and you don't want to pile them into your house, pile them into one of my cabins.
All right. Very good.
All right. And you can book right at lenasnorthernpines.net there?
Yep. And then on Tuesdays now is going to be Chef Special. So it's going to be a surprise on Tuesdays now with our meals. And Wednesdays, the pizzas. Come on in, dine in, or carry out on Wednesday. Buy one pizza, get one 50% off. So we're throwing in some new things there to freshen her up.
All right. Check out the web and the Facebook and the social media posts for updates on all the good stuff going on out at Lena's. All right. Very good. Should be a good weekend here in the Northwoods. We'll worry about the cold on Sunday. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, going to be just fine. So we're good. All right, Lena. Always good to talk to you.
Oh, likewise, guys. Everybody have a great weekend.
All right. You too, Lena.
Very good. Thank you. And tomorrow on the shopping show, Big G, we're going to have a chance for people to win another certificate.
Yeah, we got another
certificate
here. We're going to do a...
The Text to Win.
Text to Win, $20 certificate from Lena's Northern Pines Resort.
We'll
right
do that during the shopping show tomorrow. Listen for the keyword for your chance to text in and win that tomorrow morning from Lena's.
All right.
All right, Big G. Thank you much.
Thank you.
You betcha. 9:39 here on the 98Q Morning Show.
Let's go. Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready. So when I sin, pure and sweet, American.
How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day. Put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me. Thinking about you.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Luke Combs in 98Q Country, beautiful crazy.
Her crazy's beautiful to me.
Well, the big Phillip egg sale continues at Kid's Closet over in Minocqua, if you want to check that out, if you're in that area. $8, yeah, continues through Friday. Boy, Bader Sports Center, they're ready for, we talked about the big fishery going on out on Butternut Lake this weekend. Why not swing on down to Bader's and get all the stuff you need to stay warm? It's going to be a little chilly out there, you know, 10 above or so for the high. So maybe you need a little something extra to keep you warm. Craig and the folks at Bader's, they've even got the plug-in stuff, you know, the shirts and the socks and the stuff that you can plug in overnight, and then it warms. It's a warmer. It sounds wonderful. I mean, use that just every day, not even being out ice fishing. All the stuff to keep you warm and catch the fish. Craig and the folks at Bader Sports Center, they have some special stuff going on ahead of that Winterfest in Phillips, which is next weekend. But get all your ice fishing stuff for the big Butternut Lake, the fishery that I mentioned earlier. Get it all at Bader's. And while you're at it in that area, why don't you have a little lunch? I tell you what, when you get the cold weather like it's coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, a good hearty meal, whether it be some chili or mashed potatoes, a good chicken dinner. You need your energy to just make it through. Phillips Cafe, they got that Friday fish fry, of course, tomorrow night. Specials every single day. Always a great value of food at Phillips Cafe, located right on Highway 13 in Phillips. We have a busy night of hoops tonight. We're going to send Steve Jetland down to the Park Falls campus to bring you Rib Lake, Austin Edwards, Phillips alumni, and former intern here at 98Q. He did the logger report for a year or two, and Austin coaches the Rib Lake girls. And they will be in Park Falls taking on Shawamigan tonight, 6:30. That'll be in Showmix 103.1. And then Jeff Hakenham will be down in Prentice. Phillips Prentice, boys, girls, doubleheader, boys 5:30. Girls to follow at 7:15. Doubleheader Phillips and Prentice will have it for you coming up tonight. Right here, you can listen on your phone, too, on the Civic Media app.
Gear up for worry-free winter drives at D&D Tire Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. First-time customers take advantage of our exclusive savings. Spend $100 on any repair or maintenance and get $25 back. $50 back when you spend $250 or more, and $100 back with purchases over $750. Plus, enjoy complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change while supplies last. Visit D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 for trusted service and big savings. Stay safe this winter with D&D.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Well, we have breaking news just come into the studio here just a moment ago that Bob Uecker has passed away. 90 years old, I believe it is, for Bob Uecker. And, you know, I guess Greg Gunderson is with us here. And when you have an icon like Bob Uecker that everybody at some point or another in their life, from the old Great Taste, Less Filling, Miller commercials, all the way through his appearances on Johnny Carson, and to say he was the face of baseball might not be the correct title for him, but his many years of doing Brewer broadcast, what a legend, and what a loss for just those who love Brewer baseball and love listening to Uke throughout the years. Just a day to mourn his passing and the joy that we'll lose from not having him broadcasting our games anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just I don't even know how to feel. I mean, I'm by no means, really probably couldn't necessarily call me a baseball fan. Certainly not the way I am with football, but I do like the sport. I've been trying to really dive in, and I've got memories with baseball. Class trips down to, it was Miller Park back then, watching the Braves lose, you know, in eighth grade was the first thing, and that was, a lot of us, some of us were sitting there. There were people with radios from the stadium listening to Uecker on his radio broadcast, watching the game live. Like, how iconic do you have to be before people listen to you while they watch the thing live? You know, that's they've got an in-stadium announcer that people are just ignoring. And by the way, if you're looking, it's kind of tough. Like a lot of very, very fresh news. This is like within the last minutes.
Yes,
the oldest articles about this are 5 to 10 minutes old.
Not even on ESPN.
Yeah, it was ESPN. The Brewers X page, formerly Twitter. The Brewers themselves actually posted confirming this. So,
and it's a rare, it's just so rare to have somebody like Bob Uecker. When you were listening to the Brewer broadcast, you were kind of hoping for a blowout one way or the other because you knew what that meant.
You started getting that version of Uecker. You started getting
the long version of
the weird stories, yes, yep.
The long form stories you would get, and you didn't care. He would just say, you know, ball three, so and so walk, because the score was 11-1. The stories that he would tell, what a great gift he had in the ability to tell a story, embellished or not, just an incredible, incredible gift that he had.
I picture him kind of channeling Paul Harvey. All right, time to tell him the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Just, and he did. He absolutely did. I told Joel just when we both saw the article, I think like at the same moment, because it was posted to our company chat, and we both kind of had the first instinct. We were kind of, I was walking towards the studio, and Joel immediately turned around and said, "Euchre." I said, "Yeah, I know." Man, yeah. It just...
And we know when you get to be 90, you know, it's not a surprise, but still, it's kind of life changing almost. We've been a Brewer affiliate for, I want to say 50, 60 years that we've been a Brewer affiliate. There may have been a hiccup in the middle there somewhere where we didn't carry it, but I know going back to the 80s, we were Brewer affiliates and have been the 100,000 watt voice of the Brewers here in the Northwoods for many, many years. And Bob Euchre is one of the reasons why so many people wanted to be a sponsor and be a part of it, because the broadcast, not that the new announcers aren't doing a good job, but Euchre is just so unique. It was like tuning into a legend every time. And did he struggle with a base hit to left field sometimes when he was 89 or 90? Well, yeah, everybody would.
Yeah.
But we didn't care. We didn't care.
For a 90-year-old, he was absolutely killing it last season. I mean, that's just it. Like that, with that much time, I'm not ashamed to reveal that Bob called the Brewers for longer than I've been alive. So a lot of people, like me, have never experienced Brewers baseball with a permanent absence of Bob Euchre. You know, like you said, there was a hiccup here and there. He may have had to miss a game or two or even a couple in a row. And yeah, obviously they've been planning for Bob being gone for a while now. As you get to that age, it would be kind of foolish of the Brewers not to be ready for this. So yeah. It's not like there's going to be even a speed bump in the programming of Brewers Radio. But at the same time, I don't know what Brewers Radio is without Bob Euchre. I just don't. I've never seen it. I've never experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, and you really got a feeling the last 5 or 10 years on what the Brewers meant to Bob Euchre, especially the last couple of years when the teams legitimately had a chance to go deep and go into the World Series and maybe even be competitive in the World Series. Last year, after they got knocked out, you know, I think on the air he said something about like this one really hurts, that he really wanted to be able to celebrate a deep run and a championship with this team before he left this planet. That's how much the Brewers organization meant to him. And the Brewers obviously treated him very well because they realized the value that he brought to the image of the Brewers.
He
did.
And that, I mean, I'm ashamed. I saw a post that said he never got to see the Brewers World Series, which, yeah, it's too early to think about things like that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he got to see them go back in 80, what was it, 81, 82, whatever it was, when they went to the World Series, but never win one. So Bob Euchre passing away at the age of 90, just reported moments ago, and Brewer fans will cherish the memories, I guess. To have a guy be the voice of the Brewers for, I'm not sure how many years he was, but goodness gracious. He had chances. He had so many chances. Teams wanted him. New York, everybody wanted him to come to their big markets and do their games, and he was perfectly happy. And what a blessing it was for Brewer fans for a guy like that to want to stay in little Milwaukee, really, compared to other markets.
I think he knew why it worked. I think he knew... Well, I mean, and maybe he would have been just fine as the radio announcer of the New York Yankees, but he already had something good. I think Bob Euchre did something that a lot of us fail to do, which is keep the good thing. Don't gamble it all on something that might be better when you know you've got something great. And Maybe that's not what Euchre would have told you. That might not have been a life lesson, but that's when I look at his trajectory, I look at a guy who was probably happier than he would have been if he had kind of, you know, you bet the house sometimes, and sometimes that's the move, but sometimes you end up losing the house, you know? And he never did that. And he stayed the voice of the Brewers until the very last day.
More than 5 decades that he was the voice of the Brewers, so that puts him back to the 80s, right? 80s, 90s, 2002, yeah, so back in the 80s is when he did. Some of his best moments, I think, when I was really introduced to Bob Euchre as a youth, was when he was on Johnny Carson. He had many You can YouTube it, Bob Uecker on Johnny Carson. And he would come on there and they would play weird highlights, you know, and stuff, and he would comment on them. And just his personality, bouncing off of the success of the Miller Lite, Great Taste, Less Filling, right in the front row, and just a little bit outside from the major league movies. It goes on and on, his legendary status. And there may not be too many baseball people around the world whose name is more recognizable in corners of the planet. Because if you were a baseball fan in South America, you know who Bob Uecker is.
Yes.
You know him.
I think baseball makes unique personalities. I mean, so does any sport. So does media attention on human beings. But I think there's just never going to be another Uke. There, and that's obvious in some ways.